Okay, so the medical guys that I talked about yesterday, I think they're all making progress, and hopefully we'll have them all back out tomorrow. And for the most part, I think I feel good about the group. So hopefully they'll be able to progress well enough tomorrow to practice and so that they can play in this game.
Well, having Jamie Collins back do for you defensively.
Well, he's one of our better players, one of our best players. So I think it'll add another spark to our defensive football team. You know, obviously getting Miles back last week, getting Jamie back, getting Danny back. I think that's good. We're back to almost full strength. So I think the guys are excited to be out there playing, practicing together, and I think they're looking forward to playing in the game together.
Both Coleman and Treader, that they'll be okay to play.
I feel pretty good about that. Yes, I do.
Do you see any difference in Kevin, his first time taking his number one snap?
It's amazing. Kevin is just steady Eddie. You know, he doesn't get too high, he doesn't get too low. He's really steady. He's done a good job in practice this week.
You kept saying that you were hoping the running game was going to come along. I think you guys got ended up with like 140, something in that ballpark. Mm-hmm. What was better last week about your running game?
I called it more. We were in the game. The game was a lot closer game, you know. So, you know, again, we have more cracks at it. You know, I thought our guys finished some blocks. We got on people. We fit the ball in the right spot. So I thought we did those things better. But being very honest with you, we called it more. You know, we had an opportunity to. We're in the game. And, you know, that's what we hope to do and want to do.
They're afraid to use it. Hogan seems pretty good at that. I don't know if you want to call it a read option or whatever you would, but mm-hmm. He seems to be very mobile for a guy that size.
Yeah, no, he's, you know, again, he's able to run around a little bit, make some plays with his legs, and sometimes you need that. You know, sometimes it's drive starters. It gives you a chance to get off on a good start offensively, but Kevin is able to do whatever we need him to do.
He was talking about working hard in the offseason mm-hmm. On mechanics, footwork, delivery. Did you notice a big change?
Oh, I did. No, I did. He really improved himself this offseason. He spent the time and worked at it and came back ready to go. So I see improvement to your question. I do see that.
When you look at their Houston's defense, they're going to miss a couple of big guys, obviously. But Connie, how good has he been in comparing that to how your pass protection seemed to improve this season?
Right. No, Clowney is, we got our hands full with him. He's a really good player. Playing at a high level right now. You know, it's an area of our football team that I've put a huge emphasis on, pass protection. I think we've gotten better at it. Definitely over the last 3 weeks, I think we've really, the line is really in sync. The communication's been really good. I think the backs play a part in that. The tight ends play a part in that. So that part's been good. Like I said, we're going to have our hands full this week, though, you know, with Clowney and making sure, because he's all over the place. He's not just in one spot. He's playing a lot of different areas, so we're going to have to do a great job of communicating and knowing where he is. They also have some very capable other rushers that will come after us as well. So we've got to do a great job that way.
When you look at what Deshaun Watson has been able to do just even the last 2 weeks, I mean, how incredible to see a rookie quarterback with 10 touchdowns in two mm-hmm. weeks, and what kind of challenges does he present for you guys?
Well, obviously, I mean, he's scoring the ball. You know, he's scoring, making plays, you know, with his arm and his legs. And so it's a tremendous challenge. But he's not doing anything different than what he did in college. You know, he's making plays all the time and leading his football team. He's a very intelligent player. I think he works extremely hard based on what I know, spending my time with him. So, again, he's a challenge because he can hurt you throwing the ball and he can hurt you running the ball.